It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Papagano's Tri-State Forecast. A partly sunny day today, 75 to 80. Tonight, cloudy, mid-50s. Friday, on the cloudy side with some spotty showers, 75 to 80. Saturday, cloudy, late showers, mid-70s. And hazy and warm on Sunday with the possibility of thunderstorm, temperature around 80. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Some of the stories we're following for you today. State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury thanked her supporters after she was nominated for a third term representing the 64th House District on Wednesday. She was unanimously endorsed for a third term during the convention, where Cornwall First Selectman Gordon Ridgway gave the nominating speech, calling her an effective voice for small towns, noting the incredible time she gives to her position. He said she's taken on so many important issues and, quote, is able to articulate a Connecticut approach to national issues, end quote. He praised her for always keeping her constituents appraised on what's going on in Hartford. A perfect storm is percolating for brush fires in the Hudson Valley region and beyond, according to officials. Spring conditions that are drier than usual, windy conditions, further drying out grass and leaves and spreading any flames that spark, are feeding dangerous situations, according to weather experts and emergency services officials. Add to that an increased enthusiasm for hiking, nature walks, also during the past pandemic restrictions. And as the fire chief Daniel Coughlin said, this spring's been a perfect storm for brush fires in the Hudson Valley region. In 2020, New York State parks broke attendance records, only to have those topped in 2021, with many people finding recreation opportunities that allowed them to gather safely outside. Park campgrounds currently restrict open fires amid the dry conditions and high winds. Well, town leaders seek short-term rental restrictions in Great Barrington. Now the state says one of those town leaders has a conflict of interest. A standoff between select board members over regulating short-term rentals has taken a surprising turn, with Massachusetts ruling this week that a board member driving the issues has a conflict of interest because she lives too close to an Airbnb location. Quote, the Ethics Commission based its determination on the location of the board member's properties and distance between those properties and the applicable short-term rental properties that were identified, end quote. Closer, apparently, though, than two other board members in the neighborhoods. The State Ethics Committee this week informed the town's attorney that Vice Chair Lee Davis, who started the regulation talks, has a conflict of interest, but the board's chairman, Stephen Bannon, member Ed Abrams, do not. Davis told the Berkshire Eagle she's frustrated and questions the commission's ruling, and she can't talk about the details. Great Barrington has one beer and wine license left. Officials say no to a gas station owner and Mole Price Chopper's request as Price Chopper rebrands and renovates as Market 32. Just weeks after rejecting a gas station's owner application for the town's remaining beer and wine license, town officials are considering giving it to Price Chopper for its rebranded Market 32 store. Select board members discussed the supermarket's application on Wednesday, but decided to push for a decision back 2 weeks to give them time to visit a Market 32 store in another town to see how it's displayed. The Price Chopper off Stockbridge Road is planning to expand, renovate, and switch to the company's more upscale store brand. With its larger space, it wants to display beer and wine to compete with Big Y and other supermarkets across town that have an all-alcohol license. Alcohol licenses are prized and hard to come by. The town has a total of 8, and all but one are spoken for. In rejecting the application, originally the first one, Vice Board Chair Lee Davis and member Eric Gabriel raised concern that selling beer and wine at a gas station could tempt people to consume on the go, and Chair Stephen Bannon said he was worried about safety and security. Taking a look at some local events, a very, very, very busy weekend coming up. In Sharon, the annual town meeting is happening tonight in person at Sharon Town Hall beginning at 7 p.m. Mass and social distancing are required. Now, coming up this weekend, Women's Support Services presents their rare plant and garden antique sale at Lime Rock Park on Saturday. Opens up at 7:30 for underwriters, 9:30 for early buyers. Regular buyers at 10:30 and late bloomers at 12:30. Note the event ends at 3 p.m. Now, also coming up on Sunday will be the Trade Secrets Garden Tours, tradesecretsct.com for more information. There's a solidarity walk for the Ukraine on Saturday, a special walk on the rail trail in Millerton at 9 a.m. It'll be a happy and positive event for the community. Charlie Keel and his famous brass band Resilience will play and walk with them for part of the way. Bring kids, dogs, brave cats, wear yellow and blue. Bring sunflowers, yellow flowers, pink flowers. Also, please any bad signs about Putin, please leave home. If you feel like this is your way to express anger, please leave him home. Have fun and show solidarity with the amazing people of the Ukraine. Weavertuck Community Day will be held on Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Weavertuck High School with food and drinks, a vendor fair, touch a truck, free BB the Clown, balloon making, petting zoo, color run games, car show, community organizations, school class and community organizations, and more. And they'll also feature the grand opening ceremonies for the Weavertuck School-based Health Center. Direct any questions to weavertuckpta@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a tapas menu and dinner specials, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,730.30, the NASDAQ at 11,370.96, and the S&P 500 at 3,930.08. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.